This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Those who make personal sacrifices for the benefit of others are sometimes called heroes and sometimes called suckers. Tell us a sacrifice that you've made and how you justified it.
You sent us these responses.
First, an example of sacrifice from California. I've sacrificed much income to make it easier for a child who cannot afford it to have something beautiful in their life, music. If I can help someone have their dream by making a little sacrifice, I will do it. From Missoula, no one ever makes sacrifices. Those who relinquish certain things they value for the benefit of others do so because they value helping others more than they value the things they give up. They are still doing whatever fulfills them personally. Also from Missoula, there may still be some gift cultures left where a person shows their wealth not by what they have, but by what they give away. I wouldn't call them suckers. And what do philosophers have to say?
Sacrifice. Now that's an unpopular concept in a world where advertising tells us that our aim in life should be to make ourselves as comfortable as possible. Sacrifice. Why cause yourself pain if you can find a way of avoiding it? Why? Because challenging ourselves to be more than merely comfortable helps us learn just who we are. But one can certainly sacrifice too much. Feminist philosophers tell us that traditionally, women have had to learn that being good caretakers means taking care of themselves as well as their families. Aristotle can tell us the difference between a hero and a sucker. Here's what he says.
The person is courageous who endures and fears the right things for the right motive, in the right manner, and at the right time, and who displays confidence in a similar manner.
A sucker is someone who sacrifices more than is needed. Cowards, on the other hand, are people who make no sacrifice at all. A courageous person can find the mean between those two extremes, and that's what Aristotle calls a hero. But every person must find for him or herself that balance between sacrificing too much or not enough. Aristotle also had a thought or two about the pain associated with sacrifice. Acting in a virtuous way, he tells us, becomes more pleasant with practice.
Here is next week's topic. Everybody is fallible. We're only human. But do political leaders have a special duty to be certain? How should we hold them responsible if their convincing information turns out to be dead wrong?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.